KXFM, it's 101. Promised you straight up at 1 o'clock we'd be speaking with the mayor, Bob Whalen. And you find that in these times, a lot of city councils and mayors are being put into positions of helping the community directly like no other time before. And we're fortunate that Mayor Bob Whalen is our mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again, Ed.
Okay, now, we've got a lot of stuff to cover today. I would like to first talk about the urgency ordinance to help protect commercial and residential tenants, the moratorium on evictions for non-payment that you sent a letter out to landlords. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The council unanimously passed that Tuesday night, and we know there are a lot of landlords that are working with their tenants, but we just felt we needed a blanket order that put everybody on equal footing. So, you know, it provides that both commercial and residential tenants, no evictions until the governor's order is lifted. His order currently runs out to the end of May. And then we under our local ordinance here, are giving tenants, you know, up to 4 months after that to repay. So 120 days to repay any deferred rent.
Now, that may have been as important an ordinance as a city council can possibly pass. You're simultaneously protecting individuals and businesses here in town.
Yeah, we think it is going to be very helpful to a number of tenants. And as I say, the landlords, I think, and I know a number of them that were already working with commercial tenants trying to figure it out. I mean, everybody, we don't want to, you know, we don't want a ton of empty buildings after we come out of this thing. We want to sustain businesses and sustain, you know, local residents through this without a, you know, certainly without residents going out on the street and without a bunch of our commercial buildings becoming empty.
Right. And as part of the initial $2.2 trillion aid package, in a lot of cases, most banks had given landlords 120 days anyway, except for Bank of America, which I believe only gave them 30 days. But nothing relieves the tenant of the responsibility of rent. It's just we're just pushing it back a little bit, right?
Yep, exactly. This is a deferral. It does not relieve any tenant of paying the rent. It's designed to, you know, create a window period here to allow people to get, you know, hopefully back on their feet. There's a lot of different, aid packages that are coming through the federal government, SBA loans for the commercial side and enhanced, unemployment benefits for furloughed or laid off people on the employment side. And, you know, hopefully there will be a time where people can get back to work, right? And again, doing the jobs we all want to do.
Right. I look at it like a tunnel. We're in the middle of a tunnel, and there is light at the end. We will see it. We'll eventually get to that light, I'm sure. Yesterday, City Manager John Pietig issued an ordinance that all essential workers in the city must wear masks, and that includes grocery stores, pharmacies, gas station, takeout, delivery, that kind of thing. It was time for something like that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've the city manager and I have a call every day, and we talk about various issues. And we were observing, I was observing, others had observed to me that, you know, a number of our restaurants where there's takeout and grocery stores, there was some level of compliance, but not universal. So we just decided, look, it's so important to protect, residents and the workers, that we felt that these essential businesses, we just needed to mandate it. And I'd like to say that the other thing the city's doing is, you know, we understand that maybe, you know, there is a shortage of masks, although this would allow you to just do, you know, a face covering as well. But the city is, we are ordering somewhere in the neighborhood of about just over 10,000 masks. And, you know, we will look to share them if there are essential businesses who need them and can't get them. The city's going to see what we can do to cooperate and help them out.
Okay. And once this gets underway, will you be directing Laguna Beach Police to enforce this? And are they going to be doing random checks at grocery stores and stuff like that?
They will, you know, but I'll tell you, the police department and the business liaison unit they have, they're fantastic. I mean, they're going to they're going to go out, you know, they already have been out to talk to the grocery stores, and, you know, they'll go out again and talk about the order and talk to them about availability of masks, see if there's a shortage, or, you know, can we help provide them? So, you know, they're working in partnership with the commercial essential businesses. So, you know, there's an ability to enforce noncompliance, but I think we're expecting compliance here.
That's great. Now, here in Laguna Beach, we've now got our 35th case of COVID-19 having tested positive, and we're at the highest per capita rate of any city in the county at 15 per capita, which is substantially higher than any other city in the county. What does that say to you about the work we still have to do as a community to flatten that curve?
Well, I think we just have to keep at it. As we hear, you know, all here on the general news, you know, the social distancing is having a positive impact. I mean, you hear that at the national level. You hear that from the governor of New York. You hear that from the governor of California. So we're doing the right thing. And, you know, again, I think here in Laguna, you know, we're the first to shut the beaches down, the trailheads. I think we took some good steps early on. But, you know, I think about it like, you know, the social distancing. What goes through my mind is it's kind of like a rock climber, right? You're climbing this rock wall. You're you know, working hard to get up to the top. But if you lose your concentration and you just stop paying attention to it, right, Boom, you're all the way back down the bottom.
There
so we need people to continue to social distance and, you know, let's get up and over the hump and before we start losing that focus.
Right. I hearken back to Leon Lett spiking the ball at the 10-yard line during the Super Bowl and screwing everything up. Just a couple more questions for you. I mentioned at the top of this how important the position across the country, the position suddenly we find out, wow, mayors are highly involved in what happens to the individual of a community. And you're seeing that the governor of New York and the mayor in particular of New York City have been seeking protective gear and ventilators because they feel they're going to be running out soon. And I know that we're not in that position yet, but if our clinics and hospitals were to suffer a shortage of protective equipment or ventilators, are you already gearing up? Are you already talking with other people about getting those ducks lined up?
Well, there have been some conversations amongst the mayors of the 34 cities in Orange County. We have a weekly call. In fact, we had it last night. But I think we talk to the hospital every week, and based on what we're hearing from them and based on what we're hearing from, you know, the state in terms of they've really ramped up the PPE acquisition process, I think we're going to be okay on that front. You know, let's hope that proves out to be true.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, before we let you go, anything you want to tell the community?
You know, just I think I mentioned this at the council meeting the other night, but in terms of, you know, relief and steps more locally here, there is a group that's, you know, kind of resurrecting the relief group from the 93 fires. That was called Laguna Relief. There's now a Laguna COVID Relief, and the Laguna Beach Community Foundation, which still exists as a 501c3, they're going to be a vehicle for people to give here locally to help, you know, out-of-work restaurant workers, out-of-work hotel workers, out-of-work other, you know, other people out of work, people, seniors who really need some assistance at their home with some free hot meals. So I'm really pleased that, you know, in the Laguna way, people are rallying and figuring out, you know, how can we extend a hand here locally to the people who need it the most. So keep an eye out for that, and hopefully the community will do its usual thing and be generous in giving.
Mr. Mayor, we talked about that the other day of how the community responded after the fires, and I'm hoping and I believe that we'll respond the same way here. I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't blow smoke in your face just to do it, but I'm really proud that you're our mayor, and I really appreciate the work that you do. And on behalf of everybody, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you, and always good to talk to you.
All right, you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
That's Mayor Bob Whalen.